Good morning. My name is Lily Horio, and I'm a member of Jiko and Honganji, situated in Kalihi. Lately, I found this passage from the Koso Wasang, quote, Hymns of the Pure Land Masters, unquote, and I'd like to share it with you. Quote, My eyes being hindered by blind passions, I cannot perceive the light that grasps me. Yet the great compassion, without tiring, illuminates me always. Unquote. How true it is. We're not aware of our delusions, our misperceptions of ourselves. Yet the light of Amida is always shining upon us. I realized this when recently I viewed a DVD of a recent trip I had taken with my friends to Japan for the 750th Memorial Observance of Shinran Shonin and the World Buddhist Women's Convention in Kyoto, and then on to Fukuoka and Okinawa. As we watched the many interesting sites and places we visited, I noticed among the group an old lady, always a step behind the group, a bit bent, trying to keep up. The sight reminded me of my mother, but as I stared closer, I realized that I was looking at myself. Wow, is that me? Do I look like that? Oh no. Well, I guess I am an old lady after all, I resigned myself. But wait a minute, I couldn't look that bad. I asked around me watching the same DVD. They politely reassured me that it's only the film, you don't look like that in person. Everyone feels a bit disappointed when looking at themselves. Don't worry, you look better in real life. But I wasn't satisfied. They're just being nice. They're saying what I want to hear. So I decided to ask my grandchildren, ages now 9 and 5. They are so pure-hearted and honest. They'll give me a straight answer. I asked, Does that lady on the TV walking behind Reverend Nishiyama, does it look like Grandma? Do I look like that lady? And they enthusiastically answered, Yes, of course, that's you, Grandma. You always look like that. And I pushed further. Is that the way Grandma walks? Oh, yes, Grandma, you always walk like that, very slowly. Noticing my chagrin at what I had seen of myself, the 5-year-old reassured me by saying, But I still love you, Grandma, even though you look like that. I love you anyway. You are my best Grandma. What a discovery. The perception I have of myself is not the same as what others see of me. We are certainly blinded by our delusions. It was a disappointment to see the real me, to say the least. What awakened me was when my 5-year-old granddaughter said, But Grandma, I still love you. She still loves me despite all of my warts and shortcomings. Her reassuring voice struck me as the working of Amida's light illuminating me. I felt so grateful for the 2 little grandchildren awakening me at that moment. No matter what, they still love me. No matter what, we are constantly surrounded by Amida's compassion. How grateful I am. Self-reflection, seeing ourselves as we really are, as egocentric beings, can awaken us to the great compassion of Amida shining upon us constantly. It is always there, if only we can accept it wholeheartedly. What results is a great sense of gratitude, a sense of appreciation that even a foolish being, an egocentric person like me, is enwrapped in the warm embrace of Amida. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu. what flows naturally is the Nembutsu. It takes me in as I am, imperfect, with negative emotions, worries, and problems, and transforms everything into the context of highest virtue. You are transformed into a life of gratitude. Recently, there have been articles written about gratitude, that expressing gratitude is one of humanity's most powerful emotions. It makes you happier and can change your attitude about life. Grateful people, they say, feel more alert, alive, interested, and enthusiastic. Gratitude leads people to act in virtuous or more selfless ways. It builds social support, which we know is tied to both physical and psychological well-being. M.J. Ryan, author of Attitudes of Gratitude, says, "One of the incredible truths about gratitude is that it is impossible to feel both the positive emotion of thankfulness and a negative emotion such as anger or fear at the same time. Gratitude births only love, compassion, joy, and hope. It's no wonder that our predecessors, the immigrants, were able to overcome poverty, hardships, discriminations, resentments, having lived with a deep sense of gratitude, which was expressed as naturally with the Nembutsu. With a heart filled with the attitude of thankfulness, there was no room for negative emotions. They survived with the strength given by the Nembutsu." At one of the talks given by the Dalai Lama, he mentioned that we should thank even our enemies or adversaries. "They are teaching you something," he said. Dr. Bloom, in one of his articles, says, quote, "Religion is not about achieving. It is not about benefits. It is shinjing, or true and trusting. It is the awareness of what we have received from life, from others, all those who share a life with us. Nembutsu is not calling to the Buddha for salvation, but the recognition of the salvation given, the unconditional compassion that sustains over our lives," unquote. The awareness of what we are receiving unconditionally results in a grateful heart. We become thankful for everything around us. There's no room for resentments when your heart is filled with gratitude. During my tenure as president of Jikoen Honganji, I had often had the task of asking for help from member volunteers. I will never forget a member's response whenever I called him to give me a hand. His voice was always filled with enthusiasm, so joyful. But what impressed me most was that he always thanked me for asking him. What? I should be thanking him. But no, he felt so privileged that he was more than happy to help. I then realized that he was an example of someone with true shinjing. His life was filled with joy and gratitude for everything that surrounds him. What an inspiration. Yes, we are so fortunate to experience a sense of security, knowing that Amida's light surrounds us always, never being abandoned. However, oftentimes we cannot feel the light because of our blind passions. We cannot see ourselves as others see us. Just as I was taken aback when I saw myself on the DVD, truly, truly saw myself as others see me, I had carried a self-image totally different from what I really am. Upon awakening to the reality of my true self, the voice of my grandchild saying, "Yes, that's you, Grandma, but I still love you," was the working of Amida's light of wisdom and compassion. How fortunate I am to be embraced just as I am. Namu Amida Butsu. Thank you.